Chapter 78, Ring of Steel. "When Bokonin and McCabe took over this miserable country years ago," said Julian Castle, "they threw out the priests. And then Bokonin, cynically and playfully, invented a new religion." "I know," I said. "Well, when it became evident that no governmental or economic reform was going to make the people much less miserable, the religion became the one real instrument of hope. Truth was the enemy of the people because the truth was so terrible. So Bokonin made it his business to provide the people with better and better lies." "Now, how did he come to be an outlaw?" "It was his own idea. He asked McCabe to outlaw him and his religion too, in order to give the religious life of the people more zest, more tang. He wrote a little poem about it, incidentally." Castle quoted this poem, which does not appear in the books of Bokonin. "So I said goodbye to government, and I gave my reason, that a really good religion is a form of treason." "Bokonin suggested the hook, too, as the proper punishment for Bokoninists," he said. "It was something he'd seen in the Chamber of Horrors at Madame Tussaud's." He winked ghoulishly. "That was for zest, too. Did many people die on the hook?"
Not at first.
At first it was all make-believe. Rumors were cunningly circulated about executions, but no one really knew anyone who had died that way. McCabe had a good old time making bloodthirsty threats against the Bokoninists, which was everybody. "And Bokonin went into cozy hiding in the jungle," Castle continued, "where he wrote and preached all day long and ate good things his disciples brought him. McCabe would organize the unemployed, which was practically everybody, into great Bokonin hunts. About every 6 months, McCabe would announce triumphantly that Bokonin was surrounded by a ring of steel, which was remorselessly closing in. And then the leaders of the remorseless ring would have to report to McCabe, full of chagrin and apoplexy, that Bokonin had done the impossible. He had escaped, had evaporated, had lived to preach another day. Miracle!